Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A new WBUR poll finds three proposed state ballot initiatives for next year enjoy overwhelming support from registered voters in Massachusetts. Two of the initiatives would significantly rewrite the state's tax structure. The poll was conducted by Mass Inc. Polling Group for WBUR. Here's WBUR's Fred Tice with more.
One ballot initiative would raise the tax on income over $1 million a year and direct the money to pay for education and transportation. 76% of registered voters polled say they would support such a measure. 19% say they would oppose it. The Department of Revenue estimates that the millionaire's tax would raise between $1.6 billion and $2.2 billion in additional revenue. Noah Berger, president of the Liberal Massachusetts Budget and Policy Center, says the state could use the extra income.
With the budget crisis we've had year after year, the state hasn't been able to make those kinds of long-term investments that could make a real positive difference in people's lives and the future of our economy. Things like making higher education more affordable, expanding access to high-quality early education, and improving our K-12 schools.
Another ballot initiative would decrease the state sales tax from 6.25% to 5% and create a permanent sales tax holiday one weekend each year. 69% say they'd support the initiative. 20% say they would oppose it. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jeffrey Sanchez tells WBUR the sales tax cut would cost the Commonwealth $1.3 billion in annual revenues. And whereas the millionaire's tax is targeted, the sales tax cut would hit across the board.
Sales tax goes into the general fund, and we expend it throughout the entire budget.
Mass Inc. pollster Steve Cozella sees support for these two measures as part of a broader national populist sentiment.
So you can actually see them as both related to one another, if you look at it that way, and also as part of the general national political trend where, you know, the middle classes and people who aren't going to be affected by the millionaire's tax are looking for ways to rebalance things economically.
But Cozella points out that from a fiscal perspective, the initiatives are at odds with each other. One cuts taxes, the other one raises them.
You raise someone's taxes, you raise wealthy people's taxes, and you cut your own taxes. You know, the sales tax is paid by a much broader swath of people in Massachusetts. You know, anybody who buys something in Massachusetts pays the sales tax, whereas the so-called fair share or millionaire's tax would raise taxes only on a very small percentage of the population.
We oppose making policy through the ballot initiative generally.
Eileen McEnany is president of the business-supported Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation.
Those conversations are better taking place through the legislative process. It's more deliberative and more thoughtful.
She also warns that the projected $1.6 billion to $2.2 billion from the millionaire's tax may not materialize.
It's likely to be less than that. We've seen that in other states that have enacted similar policies, namely New Jersey and Connecticut. A lot of the money that will come in is based on volatile sources of income. So things like capital gains and dividends and interest, which is highly cyclical, and where people have some control when they sell capital assets and so forth.
A third proposed measure would allow workers to take paid leave for a new child, a family illness, or if a family member goes on active military service. Employers would pay a 0.6% payroll tax to cover the cost. 82% of polled registered voters say they would support the measure. 12% say they'd oppose it. The Millionaires Initiative is headed for the 2018 ballot, but faces a constitutional legal challenge. The state's highest court has scheduled arguments for early next year. Supporters of the other two initiatives must gather the necessary signatures by early next month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.